Good morning, we're continuing. Excuse me, Klal Samach Vav, Simon Beis. We finished Simon Beis and we're talking about various mitzvahs, which there is a chiyuv of chinuch, and we're trying to clarify some of the points about those chiyuvim. So the Chayyadim mentioned that when the child is able to start speaking, we teach him the first pasuk of Shema. Obviously, that is not in the context of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that is in the context of Talmud Torah, as the Chayyadim says. However, there is a point where there's a chiyuv to start teaching a child about Kriya Shema. So what is that point? So interestingly enough, there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Bein Otam in the Gemara, and whether there's a chiyuv of a father to mechanech the child in the midst of Kriya Shema. The chiyuv chinuch is not on the child, the chiyuv chinuch is on the father to mechanech the child. Once that's true, the father has a chiyuv to mechanech the child, there's some type of chiyuv which is placed on the child as well. But the starting point is the chiyuv of the father to mechanech. And since, in general, the child is sleeping during the time frame of Kriya Shema in the early morning, and again, the time frame of Kriya Shema at night, so Rashi understands Chazal did not put a chiyuv of chinuch for the midst of Kriya Shema. The Rebbeinu Tam disagrees and understands that once the child reaches the age of chinuch, which the Mishnah points out is the age of 6 or 7, so there is a chiyuv on the father to be mechanech his child in the midst of saying Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon is that it's roy to be mechanech. In other words, the Ikar Pesach is like Rashi, that there's not a chiyuv to be mechanech for Kriya Shema, but it is appropriate to follow the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam to mechanech the child for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And that chiyuv starts at the age of 6 or 7 years old, depending on the level of intelligence and perception of the child. So again, this is independent of the idea of teaching the child the first psukim of Shema in the context of Talmud Torah. This is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which the Torah says that one must say Kriya Shema together with the mitzvah of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. The next step is the child should also be to start being taught the tefillah. There's a chiyuv to mechanech a child for tefillah, and that should be done both in the morning and in the evening. But as we mentioned, normally the law is for an adult. There's an iser to eat before tefillah that would not apply to a child. The same way there's no iser for the child to eat before kiddush. And we'll talk about Abdullah Bezos Hashem when we get to Abdullah. Once a child has reached the age of chinuch for tefillah, it's appropriate to bring the child to daven with the tzibur, a boy to daven with the tzibur. But that, Mr. Burr points out, should only be done with a child who is able to sit properly in the shul, and you're not being mechanechim to disrespect the shul, that's not the mitzvah of chinuch, that's the opposite of the mitzvah of chinuch. You're being mechanechim when he comes to shul, that shul is a place where one sits and focuses on their davening. So that's part of the halachas of chinuch, is to wait till the child is able to do the process properly. So that applies to the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is to be that one has to sit with the tzibur in the appropriate derech eretz. So we should wait till the child is of that age before we bring a child to shul. The person just pointed out, and this is not so common nowadays, but it's that they lived in a world where the cleanliness was more challenging. So a person has to make sure that the child, when it comes to shul, is clean, because if in some way the child is not clean, that would affect the tefillah of the people around him, and the child is being makshul, and therefore the father through the child is being makshul, the people in the shul, for saying words of tefillah in a place which is not naki. Fine. Now, when we talk about the child coming, there is a famous question: is can a child under the age of bar mitzvah be mitzdarv to a minyan? There is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that b'shas hadchak you can mitzdarv a child under the age of bar mitzvah to if he knows that he's reached a madriga that he knows who he's davening, you can be mitzdarv him to the minyan, one child. But we do not paskin like that. A child, however, can't get an aliyah, mikra din, that a child can get maftir. So there are scenarios where the child will function in some level of being a representative of the tzibur, with regards to being part of the minyan, we pass on that we cannot do that. One last point in regards to talking about tefila is a question of a kohen who's a katan. Should he be nosek kapayim? So obviously the father should have the mitzvah chinuch to mechanech his child to duchen. On the other hand, it's inappropriate for the tzibur to stand and, as it were, accept the bracha from a child who's only from someone who's only a katan. Maybe it's not the covenant of the tzibur. So we make a sort of a pshara in that regards, that if there are other kahanim going up, so the tzibur is not, as it were, bending the hearing of the bracha from a young child. They're hearing it from the gedolim, which are there, the adults which are there, and together with that, a child is being taken along. But a child by himself, if it's the only kohen is there, is a child under a mitzvah, so that would be inappropriate to ask the tzibur to accept the bracha of the kohen in that regard. Now, even after the bar mitzvah, is it appropriate for the tzibur to be kafuf to the bracha of a young adult? So the lach is at that point in time, if there are no other kohenim other than that child, who's now over bar mitzvah, so it's acceptable to do that, but not on a regular basis. If the minyan is a minyan of young men, so he's the same age as the other members of the minyan, that's fine. That's why in yeshivas, high schools in Eretz Yisrael, where they duchen every day, you would have young men duchening every day. But in regards to doing that with a tzibur of regular adults, that's inappropriate to do. Once he's reached the age where the child is already has a beard, or at least he's shaving, so it means he has the ability to produce a beard. So that point in time, even that person can be arlo l'duchen on a regular basis. Have a good day.